Anyone who listens to the news knows that statistics in skilled hands can be made to indicate anything at all. When applied to the wearing of life jackets, they generate some fascinating data. For example, a survey in the US concluded that the average American is statistically more likely to drown in his bathtub than sailing his yacht. Based on this, the Life Jackets at All Times lobby would have to recommend every citizen of Uncle Sam's fair land to slip on a PFD, a personal flotation device to you, before grabbing the rubber duck and taking the plunge. This is obviously nonsense, but it's no more ridiculous than seeing a grown-up TV presenter standing in the equivalent of a paddling pool, fully kitted up in a Cape Horn lifer. My view on wearing life jackets on a well-found sailing yacht is this. First, I'm grateful that today's lifers are a far cry from the Cape Hock horrors of yesterday, which cluttered the wearer so badly that many reasonable folk felt they did more harm than good. Secondly, all my crew are issued with a modern one, which is theirs for the trip. It fits, and they know how to use it. Thirdly, discounting non-swimmers, my crew and I wear them whenever we feel the need. When this may be is a matter between us and our collective conscience, but it would certainly not be while enjoying a lunchtime sandwich anchored on a summer's afternoon. The decision depends on weather, type of boat, experience of crew, night or day, and many other factors too. The opposing stance is that full life jackets must be worn at all times on the water. A colleague, who's an RNLI officer, actually felt obliged to put his on before stepping onto the catwalk of a professional locked-in marina. To my regret, I failed to ask him whether he also wore it below decks, lest he be called out at short notice or in case the yacht were run down. I might also have inquired if he took it off when removing his oilskins prior to turning in, and how he coped with it, wet through in his sleeping bag. What I've no wish to argue about are the mercifully rare cases of drowned yachtsmen who might have lived had they been wearing a modern life jacket properly. Readers who follow this column know that I have never sounded off about either point of view, and I don't intend to start now. This is a serious question which we all should decide for ourselves. Unless I feel I should put the alternative case by answering a letter criticising me for not wearing one in fair weather on a photo shoot, I prefer to keep my own counsel. The unfortunate thing is that because the pro-life jacket zero tolerance lobby wants everyone to wear one, complete with crotch strap, no matter what the day is like, the argument has shifted away from when and how we use our lifers. For Irish sailors in craft of under 7 metres, a statute some say was ill-drafted has removed the element of private choice. No argument, they must wear them. Statistics may show that we are more secure wearing life jackets, and we certainly are, but the worship of safety can be taken to ridiculous extremes. People who have stairs in their homes must accept that one day they might join the many whose final act is a sleepwalking dive into silence, but we don't all move into bungalows. Few would disparage people whose default position is to dress all hands up in lifers. The worrying thing is that those who wag the finger at responsible sailors preferring to make the decision based on what the day brings are in effect demanding that they no longer take responsibility for their own lives. Handing this cornerstone of freedom to self-appointed authorities who feel they know better than we do may not be to everyone's taste.